Several food and drink stories have popped up. I wanted to clear the deck. This one, I think, is interesting. I guess the official announcement's coming out today as I'm reading this information. It says today that the NFL is going to announce a multi-year partnership with a brand new official pizza company sponsor, none other than Detroit-based Little Caesars.
Oh, really?
Going to be the new official pizza of the NFL. Yeah. Hmm. The NFL previously held pizza sponsorships with Papa John's and Pizza Hut, but Little Caesars now is going to be signed on as the official pizza of the NFL.
Well, how about that?
How cool is that?
The Ilitch family ought to be pretty happy with that, eh?
I think so.
Well, you think that helped the Ilitches go out and get some good free agents then for the Detroit Tigers and Detroit Red Wings? I'm sorry.
This is football.
Yeah, but it's raising money for the Ilitch family.
It doesn't say what it's worth. It just says that it's going to offer Little Caesars a set of exclusive marketing rights designed to connect a brand with the NFL. Both companies will unveil components such as social media games, new products, new packing, new unique promotions that will start before the 2022 season actually kicks off. So you'll hear more about that today when an official announcement is made. It's also going to include a charitable component with Little Caesars Love Kitchen that travels around the country to help support food programs. And as the Little Caesars official statement says, it's a partnership aiming to enhance the fun of games by bringing the quality and convenience Little Caesars is known for to NFL fans across the country. And because we're a value leader, hungry fans can enjoy game time meals and still have money left over for that favorite player jersey or those home game tickets.
Jerseys are like $150.
Yeah, and home game tippets. I'll take the pizza. So what's that? That puts Little Caesars in all the four major sports, really.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, owning the Tigers and Red Wings.
Right.
And the Pistons play at Little Caesars Arena.
True.
This puts the Caesars brand in the NFL. So there you go. That's supposed to be happening in the official announcement today. Okay. This announcement, I'm trying to figure out if this is just pertaining to this particular ice cream shop in the Metro Detroit area, or will you have an opportunity elsewhere. To enjoy. Apparently, the Brown Dog Barler and Restaurant, as it's called. This is in the Metro Detroit communities of Northville and Farmington. It's teamed up with Faygo to create new Faygo-flavored ice cream.
Huh. That should be interesting.
Yeah, that would be.
I think so.
Red Pop ice cream, huh?
Well, they do. Mm. That particular flavor is something called Motown Jam. It's Faygo Red Pop swirled with ribbons of chunky peanut butter. Red Pop and peanut butter.
Okay.
I'd have to taste it.
Yeah, I guess. I've never tried that combination.
I'd be willing to do a taste test on this. It's ice cream. I mean, really, how bad could a flavor of ice cream be? I don't know.
They do rock and rye?
Oh, they do?
Oh.
That one's called chalk and rye.
Yeah.
Faygo rock and rye with ribbons of chocolate fudge and chunks of brownies.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. So there you go.
What else?
Let's see what they have here. Citrus mist, Faygo moon mist, and Faygo orange. Ooh, two flavors in one with bits of maraschino cherries.
Oh, okay. Oh,
that's kind of interesting.
That sounds attractive.
Unicorn swirl, Faygo cotton candy pop with pink marshmallows. Okay.
No, that's for me.
This is one I'd be interested in. My favorite Faygo flavor is the Faygo grape.
That's a good one. Yeah. Very solid.
And they have one called groovy grape. Faygo grape mixed with vanilla sandwich cookies. Whoa. Okay. Again, these flavors available, it just says here, these two shops. I don't see any indication of it being available elsewhere at this time. Maybe if they take off, maybe it'll be available elsewhere. But it's this particular shop, if I understand it correctly, that teamed up with Faygo to create these flavors.
Maybe take a road trip.
Yeah, might have to.
Yeah.
Maybe they deliver.
Maybe.
Put it on some dry ice and send it. That's one of those deliveries that we certainly want overnight. So, right now, again, just at the Brown Dog Barler and Restaurant in Northville and Farmington in Metro Detroit, there are flavors that are going to be available, it says, beginning on June 17th. So, it won't be until, Friday.
So, this is a marketing test if it goes well there.
Well, yeah, and that's I'm trying to figure that out, and I don't see any more because I'm thinking if it's successful, why not make it available? Yeah, it must be in Fuego statewide.
Exactly.
Yeah, true. I mean,
come on.
Right.
Want to hear when I'm listening to the Tigers. Want to hear Jim Price describe that Fago flavor when they have the promotional tie-in.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Have to pay attention to that.
Yeah, I'll have to try that out sometime, maybe.
Well, see, yeah, you get down there. The next time you're down to visit the family.
Maybe I could, yeah. Yeah, maybe I could see what I could pull off
there. See if you can figure it out.
Buy some dry ice, but yeah.
Okay. We'd be willing to trust your judgment.
Sure, we could try it. And by the way, speaking of food-related stuff, I enjoy my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah.
I'm glad for some reason, and maybe it's just, you ever go out shopping and you're like, you know, I can't remember, do I have this? Oh, I'll buy it anyway, and reason, I did that with peanut butter over the last, I don't know, couple of months. I'm glad I did. You can't find peanut butter anywhere.
Oh, well, the...
Because of the recall.
The Jif recall.
Yeah, the Jif recall,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yep, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Completely, completely empty. So I was glad. I have two in reserve. So for me...
you're okay.
I'm all right. But I understand, though. So those who are looking for the Jif peanut butter, you're... Yeah.
Did you check the codes to make sure it wasn't part of the recall?
No. Maybe I should, I guess, now that you say that.
If you bought it far enough back, you maybe saved yourself some money, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
yeah, I'll tell you what. I didn't buy it within the last month or so. I'd say maybe 6 weeks, I'd say, at least.
Okay.
Think I'd be okay then?
I don't know.
I'll have to go back and now look. Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mean to throw a little curve into your thinking that maybe perhaps you were okay. Well, here's one more for you, too. I can't believe this hasn't been done yet.
Yeah.
It says here that premiering late this year, why they're going to wait until then, I don't know, and it's first going to be offered in Mexico, yet it's described here as a relationship that's going to bring together two classic American icons to deliver consumers a taste experience that they've been enjoying for years anyway.
All right.
Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola are going to team together to present Jack and Coke canned cocktail.
No,
it's going to be mixed drink that everyone's been ordering for how long? Jack and Cokes.
Yes.
They're finally going to offer it up, available.
About time.
Although, again, I'm still fascinated. Two classic American icons to deliver consumers a taste experience they love and premiering in Mexico. that's what it says. It's first going to be offered in Mexico. Nothing against Mexico, I'm just saying.
No, right.
Okay. There you go.
They're not here. Eh?
Yeah. At some point.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised,
Yeah, you would think they would have done something.
At some point.
Yeah.
They haven't really mixed together Jack and Cokes for people to enjoy it by this point.
Right. Maybe it took the two companies a long time to agree on something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe one. Maybe who's going to get top billing?
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be Jack.
Well, it's got to be Jack.
Everyone ordered a Jack. You never ordered a Coke and Jack.
No,
it's always Jack and Coke.